It was hard to know who was more crazy. Me.
Or Sith Osmond.
My life lay a vision deep. All that remains are memories. I remember a time of chaos. Brilliant dreams. This wasted land. But most of all, I remember the Road Warrior. The man we call
Sith Osmond.
To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time. When the world was powered by the black fuel, and the desert sprouted great cities of pipe and steel. Gone now, swept away. For reasons long forgotten, two mighty warrior tribes went to war, and touched was a blaze which engulfed them all. Without fuel, they were nothing. They built a house of straw. The thundering machine sputtered and stopped. Their leaders talked and talked and talked. But nothing could stem the avalanche. Their world crumbled. The cities exploded. A firestorm of fear. Men began to feed on men. On the roads it was a white line nightmare. Only those mobile enough to scavenge, brutal enough to pillage, would survive. The gangs took over the highways, ready to wage war for a tank of juice. This maelstrom of decay, ordinary men were battered and smashed.
Sith Osmond.
The warrior man.
Sith Osmond.
In the roar of the ninja, he lost everything. And became a shell of a man. A burnt-out, desolate man. A man haunted by the demons of his past. A man who wandered out into the wasteland. And it was here, in this blighted place, that he learned to live again.
Welcome one, welcome all to Strange Days Broadcast. It's been 25 years in my life. It's still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man. For whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out, what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high. And I scream from the top of my lungs, what is going on? And I say, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I said, hey. What's going on? And I say, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I said, hey. What's going on? And I try, oh my God. Do I try? I try all the time in this institution. And I pray, oh my God, do I pray? I pray every single day for revolution. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out of my head, what's in my head, and I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a little deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, I say, hey, what's going on? And I say, hey, I said, hey, what's going on? And I said, hey, wake up in the morning and step outside. I take a deep breath and I get real high. And I say to myself, that is just what I say.
Thank you. my life is still trying to get up that creepy hill of hope for a destination.
His picture window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door.
There's a lot going on about this bridge collapse, guys. Have you ever heard the story about, look at the magicians over here and don't look over there? Well, I've been looking about over there instead of just here. I think you might find this interesting. Go back and pause it. Go back and look. Just check out where the structural faults it actually collapsed. I think you might find this very interesting.
This area here, yeah? Watch the fire and the molten metal spewing off as the bridge collapses. Watch. Goes along. Watch.
Top right. The, snap.
See that?
Spark,
that,
spark, fire, fire.
Explosions.
Even smoke.
Okay? Why is a bridge that's been hit by a ship over there
and on the left
having explosions over here?
Mm-hmm.
Keep watching. Let's keep watching it. Look. Bang. Explosion, explosion. Both at the top and the bottom. Explosion, explosion again. More smoke coming out of it. Look. On fire as it's going down.
You can even
see
the
smoke.
There we
go. Right there. On fire. Ready? Look. Here's the smoke in the air here.
What is that about?
Keep watching. Look, watch it again. Watch.
Look to the right.
Watch here.
Watch where it collapses.
Look,
bang,
fire, fire,
bang,
fire,
bang.
Fire, 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 fire. See?
See?
Steam as it hits the water.
Unreal.
Funny duck. More fire. More fire. Loads of fire. They demolished the bridge, people. Wake the fuck up. Distraction story again.
Check it out. Just check it out, guys. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Just check it out.
The video, if you go back, a boat crashed here, but you can see dynamite being let off at every single point. I'm going to do it again. So you have here, 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 charges, boom.
Vessels hit for the middle.
On the copy before this, you can clearly see it happen six or seven times right down the line, showing each and every fire point. But my point to this video is, let's not get distracted by this here. Let's keep these videos going like they'd like us to cover, but make sure you put Diddy in it. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, sex trafficking. Keep hitting those fucking keywords all day, people. Don't let up. They want to play dumb with these stories to distract us. We're going to keep on.
Yep. Very, very telling tales, guys. Very telling tales. There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. What about the 322 Skull and Bones episodes of Life in General? Let's have a little dig into these little monkeys.
Over 100 people were murdered in Russia on Friday, including women and children. 11 terrorists were captured by Russian authorities as they attempted to cross the border into Ukraine. They are being interrogated, and all roads lead to the U.S. State Department, who have been directing Ukrainian forces since their 2014 coup. The attack occurred on March 22nd, or 322. 322 is the mysterious number used by Yale's infamous Skull and Bones Society. The official story is that 322 symbolizes the year 322 BC to memorialize the event seen as the turning point which transformed Athens from a democracy to a plutocracy. A plutocracy is a society that is ruled by no other political philosophy other than the financial elite being in control of the people's destiny. The Skull and Bones is a grooming academy for the CIA, such as former director of the CIA, George Bush, and 322 is their calling card. During the Tucker Carlson interview, President Putin was clearly speaking to the CIA. The CIA responded in a New York Times article admitting that they are using Ukraine as a proxy to wage war against Russia. Weeks before the attack, Victoria Nuland repeatedly boasted that Putin was in for a nasty surprise.
Mr. Putin's going to get some nice surprises on the battlefield, and really? That Ukraine will make some very strong success this year.
This supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises on the battlefield this year.
Oh, really?
On March 7th, the U.S. Embassy issued a warning about the threat of terrorist attacks in Moscow, specifying concerts. The British Embassy in Moscow mirrored this warning. Days before the attack, Barack Obama paid an unexpected visit to the British Prime Minister at 10 Downing Street.
President Obama, are you worried that Putin will rule forever? President Obama, why should we care about democracy in Russia?
Do you have a few moments?
Will you speak to us? Come and have a chat with us for a minute.
How did it go? What did you talk about?
Within hours of the attack, and without any evidence, the U.S. government blames the attack on the Islamic State and says that Ukraine is not involved. The very next day, while Russians were grieving, CIA mouthpiece The Washington Post gloated how the U.S. had prior knowledge of the attack and people still died. It has been noted that the terrorists were either professional assassins or trained by Western forces, for they were demonstrating NATO training methods such as shooting in small bursts, trigger control, and proper mag reloads. For anyone with eyes to see, this is the modus operandi of the West. Al-Qaeda was famously created by Western intelligence agencies to fight the Russians in Afghanistan and has been cultivated by the U.S. government and used as a catalyst for illegal wars and tyrannical laws against U.S. citizens. Ukraine's spy chief said 3 months ago, expect more attacks deep inside of Russia.
I'm very glad to see this.
Yeah.
That's my reaction.
That's your reaction. You're happy to see it.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be more?
I think so.
Inside Russia? Deep inside Russia?
Deeper and deeper.
Dmitry Medvedev said that everyone is asking him what to do. He answered that those who were caught need to be killed, but it's much more important to kill everyone involved, everyone who paid, who sympathized, and who helped. Kill them all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Is the monopoly game, which is controlled by the Federal Reserve, the private bank, which is actually controlled out of London, is manipulating all the dollars to put them out, put more and more people into debt. So the illusion of equity they have in real estate.
Well, this was former, it was prominent in, well, it was George Green. He was an investment banker, and he's explaining his knowledge from within the inside of how the global lock agenda would unfold throughout the years and their plans, you know, from being an insider. Audio is pretty shitty, unfortunately. I'll try and look for something better. I'll play a little bit of it.
It's coming apart. The players that are analyzing everything are expecting massive foreclosures next year and the beginning of what we call the recession that you, it's going to be worse than 29. It's your house. Yeah. It's your living room. You think you own it. You don't.
Right.
You have contractual right to transfer the airspace, subject to you paying taxes to the state.
Right.
Or the Global 2000 discussions that we had. The real problem that they have, as Kissinger says, is there are just too many people on the planet. And 40% of the world, 2 billion of us, exist on less than $2 a day. The summary of the Global 2000 report I put up on my website, nohoax.com, but if you look at it, it makes sense to get rid of people. So what they said, they're going to make godlike decisions on who lives and who dies. Now, obviously, some of the meetings we sat on, we were planning on using neutron bombs on the major cities, because that contains most of what they call...
You actually heard this?
I saw it on the meetings. I was in the game big time. In fact, I was...
Yeah, it's very, very bad commentary, but recording. Hopefully I can get a better quality. I don't know. I haven't come across a really good one with him, but you can check him out. Probably just search around George Green Banker. It gets pretty bad, guys. It gets pretty freaking bad.
Have you ever heard of the Rebbe?
No.
So this man started this sect of Orthodox Judaism. So this man was the rabbi. He became a mentor of Netanyahu, Israel's U.S. ambassador. In 1984, the Rebbe was speaking to Netanyahu, and he said, "Since we last met, many things have progressed. What hasn't changed, however, is that the Messiah still hasn't come. So do something to hasten his coming." A couple years later, he told Netanyahu that he would one day become prime minister of Israel and be the nation's last leader before handing the scepter to the Messiah. 2009, became prime minister and was elected out in 2021. But then a few months later, he was reinstated. This time, he fully aligned himself with the ultra-Orthodox and the Zionists. A lot of them are very anti-Palestinian residing within Israel. If we're talking about the temple being rebuilt, the Muslims having claim of the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount, the Zionist Party wants that out of there. Netanyahu has definitely aligned himself with the Zionist Party.
And if it gets touched, war.
Yes.
Seven anti-cancer foods. Unlock the power of food in your fight against cancer. Start with broccoli, a cruciferous veggie loaded with sulforaphane, a potent anti-cancer compound. Next, we have berries, tasty fruits packed with antioxidants that fight cancer-causing oxidative damage and growth of cancer cells. A healthy diet isn't complete without garlic. Its active component, allicin, is believed to stop the spread of cancer cells. Meet turmeric, the golden spice. Curcumin, its active ingredient, is known to reduce the growth of cancer cells. Beans, a great source of fiber, can lower the risk of colorectal cancer. Include a variety in your meals today. Nuts, especially walnuts, contain phytochemicals that could protect against cancer. They're great for on-the-go snacking. Lastly, citrus fruits. The power of vitamin C and flavonoids can inhibit cancer cell growth and boost your immune system. Check out our other videos for more health tips.
This one's I'm going to play about halfway through it. Hidden Civilizations. I'm going to go up to about halfway and start it. Because, right. And that'll go for 15. All right. So I'm going to play probably about 7 minutes of this at least.
This was alien technology in action. As the defeated task force began its return to the U.S.
Actually, I can't do it from there. Actually, I think I produced the bloody thing. If not, I will produce it. Yeah, it goes for half an hour, so it's worth production. I'm going to try and keep my shows down to the hour at the moment.
The Surgeon General says for us to stop getting...
Because 2 hours is way too much. I'm not going to have I don't think I'm going to have a call in lines unless it's urgent from now on. Until I start a rollover show, if they'll get enough people in that really want to have a conversation and I can play some shit and just muck around. I can't. I keep ruining my shows. No offense to people that call in. It just takes me onto a different level. You know what I mean? Yeah. Things can get personal or when I want to be a bit out there, you know what I mean? And I can't concentrate on the situations at hand. And it can just ruin a show, simple as that. So I think I'm just going to stay with this and build up anyone that's in the room. If they're willing to hang around after the 45 minutes, an hour mark, I'll restart a show and do my second show on that one. And if it all goes to shit then, well, that's fine. I only lose one show instead of out of two of them, a whole show. Because I'm sick of deleting shows and stuff, you know what I mean? Especially like if I've had a few on that and I'm doing some good quality shit and then I go to shit at the, you know, end of it. And I'm not very becoming in myself. So I think the best way is just to do that. And then if the show is presentable and people would like to come in after the show, they can come in. Hey, welcome, Eric. Good to see you, mate. Yeah, I'm just trying to do some structure of my show, Eric. I'm thinking of just doing 45-minute hour show of Strange Days. And instead of just having call-ins willy-nilly, I'll wait till the end. And then if anyone would like me to restart a show, and even if they don't come in, I can continue on with, you know, a next series of my show. And then it'd be more productive because I'm sick of just deleting things, you know what I mean? Like I'll do an hour show, hour and a half, and then I'll get a dickhead that calls in for the last half an hour, you know what I mean? Not stating to... Okay. No, I'm just saying, you'd be a good person to put this across, you know. I'm thinking of just cutting my shows down to 45 minutes, hour at the very max, just me, right, just me. Or talk in the comments, I don't mind that, in the chat room. And then when people start calling in or want to call in, I'll say wait, and at the end I'll put an outro and leave it at the hour, at the most, at the very most, because people don't, I find that people get very put off with two-hour shows, you know what I mean? And so I want to be productive in my first hour show and just say, this is Strange Days, and then I can go Strange Days Live open lines or something on the next one. If I get enough people in the room that want to comment even or talk about it, because the problem I'm having, Eric, is that when I incorporate people into my room, it changes the whole structure of where I'm trying to go from, and I've got so much information to share, and I feel like I'm just deleting things all the time because I it's my part as well, you know, because I get a bit excited, I guess, when I'm, oh, I've got someone on, and then I get a rush of poo to the brain, and especially if I've had a few drinks, you know. Yeah. So I think that it will be a great idea, you know, just to have that structure. And unless someone's like in need, you know, I've had a couple of people on my shows over the years, you know, that are suicidal. And of course you call in, you know, you don't call in and ask, you know, are you single? Do you want some money? That sort of stuff. But if there's an emergency, yeah, of course. I feel like a counsellor to some degree when I talk to people, as much as an asshat that I can be and when I talk. And I'm not very becoming of it. I don't feel proud of it. That's why most of my shows go deleted when I wake up the next morning. And sometimes I don't even look. I just go, nah, delete. You know, if I don't remember going to bed, I don't really want to hear about it, you know. I just deleted nearly 10 shows. Just woke up yesterday morning and went, nah, dump, 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 dump. Didn't even want to be bothered looking at them. Yeah. All right, man. You take care. Who's up? Is there anyone coming up next, Eric, that you know of? Is there anyone, like, on now or coming up? Like, within the next few hours or an hour or now? Before you go, if you're still on? Either, but not really. Okay. Yeah, he usually comes on. Oh, yeah, that's hours away. Yeah, wow. So, yeah, I know that yeah, I know that old man's on in 8 hours, roughly eight. That'd be pretty close. It's 4 o'clock here. It'd be 4 and 6 is 10, 11, 12. It's about 12:30 a.m. when the old man comes on. Yeah, it's 12:30 here in the morning when the old man comes on. Russell usually comes on lately around about 11 my time when I had a bit of a slot I was trying to do, but I'm not very, what would you call it? I tried. I lasted about 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks, you know. I don't want to hold you up if you really need to go, Eric. That's okay, mate. But, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen the beans. Well, I seen, what was it? What does he call it today? I was in the room. What's that? It wasn't the beans and weenies. It was slightly serious. Oh, slightly doomed. Yeah, yeah. What happened to Doomsday? Man, I used to talk to him heaps, eh? You probably remember them days. God, that's going back about 4 years. Me and Doomsday. Yeah. I was right on there when he was just starting out on Podbeam. I was talking to him quite a lot on his show. How's he going? All right. Everything going? I hope everything's going well. I don't even know what he's on now. Yeah, right. Yeah, what a trip. Yeah, I used to be on that show a lot. I used to love that show. It used to be one of my favorite shows, actually, Doomsday. Yeah. But I really, really, really love the Beans and Weenie show, man. That I'm telling you. Jester, of course, yeah. Oh, yep, he's off. And I'm so sorry because I was making a little bit of fun of him. I must admit that. And I wasn't, it was just the way it came across when you said it. You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with them. And oh, I think their show's fantastic. Second to none, man. Like, I think they're top of the shelf. And, one of them comes in here. I forget his name. Oh, damn. He was just in here the other night. Oh, man. My brain's gone tonight. Ah, what's his name? Spooner? Shit. Scooter. Yeah, Scooter comes in. Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice bloke, man. I told him too, you know, because I've mocked the beans and weenies, like, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. But I have mocked them, but only because of the way you said it, you know what I mean? I don't know. I was just probably mocking you. You know, I was probably just being a monkey, you know, being an idiot. And the way you just, I don't know, it's just something about it. And the way it just sounds weird, you know. Sounds like a bunch of, like, college kids, the name of the title. So I had heard them, though, but I wasn't mocking them at all. I was mocking the name, you know. That was the funny thing about it. Yeah, man. Oh, full respect. Oh, man, they got a great show. Yeah. Love Jester, too. God, man. Yeah, we used to kick back quite a lot, eh? That was, God, wow. Isn't it funny? I mean, I must be on here for nearly 7 years, I reckon, on Podbeam. That's incredible. How long have you been on here, Eric? Which one, mate? The Potluck Podcast? Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm going to publish this, so I appreciate you putting these names out because there might be some that I haven't seen. You've been on 4 years in April? Oh, yeah, wow. So I've been on longer than you, man. I wonder when they started. I reckon it was about when I got on here that they just about started. It must have been close to 7 years, eh? Maybe eight. I think they, maybe 8 years they started ago. 2019. So if I've been on here for 7 years, I must be in the future. Bloody hell. Really? I'm sure it was like 17 or something like that. So I was on here at least 2019 before Corona Bologna and all that. So I must have just joined up as they had done it. Because Caps is another long one, isn't he? You, me, and Caps are pretty much some of the longest people on here, you know, that we know in our circles. I don't think I can think of anyone that's been on that long. Yeah. But who else can you think of that would have been on as a bit of a producer, like on Podbeam, for that long? I can't think of anyone longer than myself, to be honest with you. Ralph? Yeah, Ralph. He's been on for a long time. Yeah. Yep. Ralph Williams. Yep. I don't mind his show either. Do you go on his show at all, Eric? He's on a wrong time when I go on. I do like the man. I like his, the whole thing about his show. I think he's got a great layout, the way it flows. Yeah, I've got no problem with him at all. I think it's good. Chuck from the Chuck and Billy's, not your cup of tea show since. Oh, is that Chuck that comes around? Didn't know Chuck had actually had a show. Oh, cool. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, it's another name to put out there for people listening. Yeah. Well, I don't want to hold you up, Eric. If you need to go too, you know, by any means, don't feel rude. Okay, different one. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, my old mate that's been on here for quite some time too. I've known him for must be over 3 years. Yeah, he'd be close. His Freedom. Freedom Warrior's been on here, man, for nearly the beginning. Lorenz from Amsterdam. I talk to him nearly every day, like on the side. He's a good man. He's a really good man. Some good information. Yeah, he keeps himself pretty regular, you know. I don't think he gets enough credibility, you know. He's a really good man, and he's really, he tries to hold things as harsh as things can be. He's pretty stable-minded, you know, like, not like me when I go off on some of my rants, you know, only because of the bloody spirits, you know. But, yeah, man, he's pretty chilled out, dude. He's a good mate, good mate. So, he's another one. Yeah, that's right. He'd be another one that'd be pretty close to the start of Podbeam. Dennis, do you remember Dennis? He used to have his face on here. I forget his name now. Dennis. He was another long-time player on here as well. I used to keep up. I still sort of every now and then sort of keep up with him. Ah, damn, I forget his last, what he called himself. Okay, let's do a bit of a Hall of Fame, seeing that you've written that out, Eric, for people listening later. There are a few names that disappeared from Podbeam. The Raw Pod... Wait, sorry, I missed it. The Raw Report, what is it? The Raw Report went on indefinite hiatus. I don't remember that one, I don't think. Nonsense Password and Obscure Curio and Proudly Radical Chaos. Don't remember that. Went over to Twitch. Okay. Sorry, I'm hitting this freaking fly that's been around my ear for the last frickin' 2 days. And Vopulsaradio crowd. Sorry, I'm using a magnifying glass. I've got my phone, so I can't zoom in. I wish I could, man. That'd make it so much easier. They disappeared. Okay. Dennis Lee of Tall Tales in the Rabbit Hole? Don't remember him. Donald Wayne's Trice Talk are on hiatus. I remember something about Trice Talk. I don't remember Donald Wayne, but yeah, I remember Trice Talk. Maybe that was the name of the show, Trice Talk. That's probably why I remember it. VOPUSA Radio. Is that like Voice of Pride USA, United States of America Radio. Is he? Okay. Voice of the people of the, I knew it had something to do with the people of the United States. That's good. Good stuff, man. Yeah, I was on another platform before this for quite some time. It was called Podomatic. Have you ever heard of Podomatic? That was pretty popular just before Podbeam. I don't know what's happened to that platform. It's sort of, you had some pretty big high players actually in the alternative media scenes on there as well, like some pretty big names, you know. Podomatic, I'm sure that's what it was called. Yeah, I was on there, and about 15 years ago, I was on another broadcast, WTFR Radio, with over here in Australia, yeah. So I've been on the actual radio for about 15 years, man, bloody maybe 14, yeah, it'd have to be bloody 15 years. Bloody, yeah. Kids were about, what were they, 10? That was at least 10. 12. Yeah, be close between 12 and 15 years. I mean, pretty solid on all sorts of alternative radio, like broadcasts and stuff. Been on a few shows here and there, done some shows on people's, presentations, you know. Pretty much just what I went through with Russell just then for a couple of weeks that we'd done a few shows, but I just couldn't keep it up, you know. The big problem is, too, that I can only tell half truths because there's more to the story than an hour and a half in a broadcast, you know. Say for Atlantis. I mean, it doesn't do it justice. I'd done the JFK one really good. I was quite proud of that. And it was actually, I threw that in 3 hours, man. That blew me away. But everything after that just went to shit. Because I knew JFK scenarios over the years, so it was quite easy to really, really put together. And just, I landed on a few different sites while I was researching it that just helped put the whole puzzle together, and somehow it all just clicked to me. And then after that, I couldn't do it, you know. It would take me from Wednesday to Saturday just to do an hour and a half show, you know, because I'm pedantic, you know. I get obsessed with the situation. And I can't break everything down either without giving it the full story. So I'm sort of being dishonest to myself by presenting it, because if I was to present it right, well, there'd be like a 6-hour part series of the whole situation at hand, if you know what I mean. So that's the hard thing for me. That's why I like doing what I do on my end here, is that, all right, I've collected some stuff. I've got some really good news articles and some things that might even blow your mind. And I've got a little bit of music flowing here if I want to. I'm like a one-man band, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, catch you later, Eric. Yeah, all right, catch you, mate. Anyways, talking to myself. All right, Eric's out the room. He's gone. He's left me. Bloody hell. I was trying to explain myself. That wasn't very good. But that's the problem, guys. I'm a one-man band, pretty much. And, find it hard to be put in a cage, really. Like, even commitments to going on someone's show, you know. Like, right now, I can go, bang, I'll be on there. Thank you very much. There's no doubt about it. But then you tell me Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know what I'm like at Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you very much. Or Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Who knows? You know what I mean? Monday at 1, Sunday at 3. Who knows? I just can't work like that. It's really weird. I know it's a problem because I can't structure myself like that. That's a shame about it. I have tried. Like, I lasted two weeks pretty much straight every night. 2 or 3 weeks. I was pretty proud of myself for doing that, and I was enjoying it. And I was bet-stoned sober. Yeah, I wasn't even drinking or anything, you know. And I was pulling out some good content. And the problem was when I started hitting the bottle again, and then things went to shit. It's good for shits and giggles and things like that, I guess, to a degree. But I do find it obnoxious to listen to a drunk if I'm not drunk myself. So that's why I prefer the live to a degree, where it's like, you know, Caps would come on, you know, he might be half stung or something, or I'll go on his and it's like, hey, you know, we sit back and Boogie Nights will come on and we have a bit of a yarn, you know, and like fling the shit. And enjoy the show that way, you know. But yeah, it's an interesting way of looking at life is podcasting, because you a lot of people are probably from the what would you call it, Lonely Hearts Club band, that are involved in these situations. Or have lost a lot of friends, or not by choice. Hey, yeah, Lou, good to see you back, man. You know, like, there's a lot of aspects on these sort of platforms that just make it right, you know. It makes it right. There's like a right place. It's like a big pie, you know, and that one's got a little bit more sugar over here. That one's got a bit more sugar over there, you know. And I like that. And then you get to know people, and then you get to hate people, and then you get to despise people, and you get to love people and meet people. You know what I mean? It's a whole world of, and it's an amazing realm when you think about it. I think we overlook these things, you know, as insignificant sort of aspects of life, where, I've had people that are suicidal on my shows, you know. That's some deep shit, man. That's some deep shit. And saying thank you, you know, you helped me. And I didn't even know that they were at the time. So it was just talking to them, having a bit of a yarn, sorting some shit out in their brain, and getting along, you know what I mean? That was my whole aspect of coming on here, was virtually a psychological aspect to help people out, and to also go into the woohoo, where people didn't think they're batshit crazy because they could express themselves over something that sounds batshit crazy. I wanted to be, I guess, not wanted to be, but I... under the influence of probably a George Norrie cross conspiracy theorist dude. You know what I mean? The wrestler dude. And I thought these aspects would be fantastic, you know, have these discussions to hold it. But on Potterumi, it goes off onto other tangencies because of the lack of clientele, that we just become mates. So it's not like, hey, weirdo, you got anything to tell me about Bigfoot? It's like, hey, yes, I'm calling in to tell you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that sort of crazy shit. oh, I went on a ship and all that. That's what I expected my path to go down on Podbean when I first started. I thought I'd be like a George Norrie sort of thing. Oh, damn, I forgot the other guy's name. And that didn't work out that way. It sort of got a bit more, got a bit more roomed. You know what I mean? A bit more roomed. Went off onto different avenues. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to do, Uncle Lou, you know. I'm going to just do my shit show for 45 minutes, an hour, at the very most. Well, I'm going over, I think, my promise. Oh, shit, I've got 9 minutes. 9 minutes to count down, so I've got to live by my word, see? A man is known by his integrity. Not the colour of his skin! I got a couple of different skin colours, you know what I mean? You ain't seen nothing yet. Do you want to do a video chat? Here we go. I'll show you some skin colours, there's no doubt about it. Oh, yeah, man, this is making me happy. This is making me very, very happy. See, I don't mind talking on a show like this and doing that, but when I get people up here and they're going to, you know, start yelling at me or something, well, it's just not going to work out too good, you know. I'm going to yell back. I'm going to get upset. I start kicking things, and it's just not going to work out too good. Oh, you lost it? Yeah, man. Fucking I lost mine, man. I'm trying. I'm trying my bloody best, man. I've lost it twice. Yeah. You lost happiness a couple of times over the years, man. It's a bad thing. I remember, I'm sure when I lost my son, I think it took me 2 years to laugh, probably even smile. I don't think even a smile would have been a legitimate thing or even a laugh if I did crack one off. But yeah, man. Yeah, shit takes time, man. Shit takes some big time. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Deep shit, man. Deep shit. Yeah. Anyway. Yes, we all have our deep things, man. Like, this is the thing we got to appreciate people about, you know. We've all had our struggles in life. I can tell you a sad story. You can tell me, I'm sure, many of yours. We can all do it, man. We can all do it. It's just a shame we're not kind to each other, you know. I am, like, if someone's on the side of the road, I'll be the first one to pull over and help them out, you know, except in a certain neighbourhood, because I'd probably get mugged. Woo, look, there's a damsel in distress. I'll get out the car and help her. Frickin' hell, there goes me car, and I've got frickin' me nose up through me brain. Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. Ah, man, this is it. This is what it's all about, mate. That's life, man. We all go through these things, you know. People don't understand and realize these things. You know, they might go, oh, Osman gets a little bit drunk every now and then, but if I told you a few stories, I probably fucking would be too. I probably would be too. You know what I mean? Yeah. The only time I've ever taken up the drink again when I've given up, I mean, 2 years ago, I gave up for 6 months straight, man, like just solid, man. And I'm nearly an everyday drinker. That was just like, bang, that's it, doing it. I got scared, you know, because I had an injury, you know, and I thought, shit, I'm going to, you know, end up an alcoholic, like, because I could see what my friends' fathers went through when they went through injuries the way I went through. Oh, far out, man. I'm going to be sitting here, and I'm already a drinker, you know, because of the pain every day when I went to work. I had to drink just to numb the pain, you know, and I come home. So they have a six pack at least of a night just to freaking kill it, you know. So I'm like, I'm here and I'm like, oh shit, the old 5 o'clock in the afternoon six packs becoming the 3 o'clock, becoming the 2 o'clock, becoming the 1 o'clock. And it's like, no, I'm nipping this right in the butt right now, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I just fucking bang. That's it. I could see that I know the patterns of shit, man. I know the patterns of life. It's like now I'll have a binge for probably 3 days now. I'll be smashed off my tits, you know, talking shit or whatever. And then I'll have, you know, 3 to 5 days off, you know. Because I'm going through some shit at the moment that I, see, that's the problem, man. That is the problem. You're blanketing the situation. That's the hard thing. And that's why I like to get, I virtually cure my body, but then I come back and I have a reality check, if you know what I mean. I don't just stay in that stubber of, psh. It's just like, what am I going to do? You know, I'm half crippled. I'm sitting in a chair half the damn time or in freaking bed lately because of injuries. What do I do? You know what I mean? Apart from doing conspiracy shows. That'll keep me sane. You know what I mean? That's why I'm on Podbean, because it's therapy, man. I mean, and I'm sharing shit. And I don't mind sharing life stories. I don't find this actually personal. I find this is, and I'm going to publish the show, because I find this is a good evaluation of a person's experience in life and how they deal with it, you know, and reasons why they deal with it. I think that's healthy to know, you know. Yeah, man, that's what I like to do, you know. I don't mind, like, sharing that sort of, like, if I'm talking about names and all that, you know. You know, it's different and getting personal. Hey, I'm just talking about my life story and shit that I'm going through. And I don't find that overly personal. I'm not talking about, the missus this and the kids that, you know, that to me is personal. You know, I don't think that's acceptable on social media to a degree, where you're rat bagging your other half, you know. It's all right to talk about them and that, sure. But to be nasty to someone that you're living with, you know, if it's that bad, I guess you just get out. But I think it's healthy to talk about that, you know. I mean, I'd come on, I had been open about my own things in my life in that regard, yeah. But it's all for an experience more than just being to me, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I've got a weird mindset, man. I'm like, I don't share it for the sake of like sharing sympathy or something like that. I share it to have like an experience, you know, where people can relate to it that have gone through that and show, shit, he's come out of it. I can freaking come out of it too, you know. I think that's pretty much the goal that I go with all this sort of, with all these sort of informations and things. How does he know all this stuff and not go mad, pretty much, you know? You know, the stuff I pump out, bloody hell, it's all over the damn place, man. Some people couldn't even get this in freaking 800 years of their life, man. I've just been blessed in jobs and that. I've always listened to books, audio books, bang, 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 mainly reading books. So we went into the bush for a couple of years, just read the Bible upside down, back to front and everything else, and Tetragrammaton, the Apocrypha, all these other crazy shit, man. Books from bloody Mugga De Vita, yeah, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, all this shit, the Dead Sea Scrolls, man. Hadarik, those are the way. Learn linguistics. I learned a lot of shit over the years, man. I wasn't just wasting my time sitting in a tent and whacking me willy, you know what I mean? I'm pretty much what they call a jack of all trades, master of none. Need like a little saying for that. Hey, man, I've reached the hour mark. I've already gone over my oath. Because I was talking that this was for the next time. That's right. So I can go over an hour, can't I? Hey, Lou, have you heard my new intro that Mojo? Do you know Mojo, Lou? Do you know Mojo the Met? Oh, man. Oh, you love him. You got to check him out. Good dude, man. Yeah, good dude. Good mate. Yeah, he does a show on probably... Oh, shit, I forget his times. Anyway. Man, yeah. Check him out. Mojo the Mad. Subscribe to him and check his show out. Yeah, if I'm ever around, I'm on there. Oh, okay. You going all right there, Lou? Did you want to call in about anything, mate? Because this is nothing official at the moment. I'll put my stuff out, but now that I've had a rant anyway, I've sort of put up my own piss stain on it. Yeah, anything you want to talk about, man, you can freaking come on here. Bloody. Yeah, I get it. All right, mate. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Oh, well, it's good to put things into like some sort of perspective, you know. Have a bit of a rant about what's going on, you know, in my emotional sort of dealings of things, you know, I guess you could call it. No, I like you, man. Of course. I'm not a very socialite person on outside of this, you know. I'm not very good with contacts and... Hey, here you go, Lou, you know, and are you on Discord or are you on this app or that? Yeah, you know, it's just like, I'm very, very slack on that. Sometimes I don't even really want to say I'm on any app because I'm a slob when it comes to those sort of things to reply to people. I feel bad, you know. Sometimes I don't go into Discord for a week or two and oh, hello. There was a concern a couple of weeks ago. Well, I guess everyone got over that or whatever, you know. It's really weird. Then I'll go in there sometimes 3 days in a row. Yeah, it's really weird like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, people are acting weird, man. People are acting really, really weird. Oh, yeah, things are getting out of control. Things are really getting out of control. Yep. All right, man. Well, I'm just, yeah. Yeah, that's the way, man. Yeah, I'm a lone wolf. I got no one, man. Yeah, man, I'm a lone wolf. Yeah, man, you take care. Catch you later. Right. I wish this fly would leave me alone or I'm about to freaking smash something really quickly. All right, guys, we'll be going after the hour that I said that I was. Oh, I only say an hour and three. That was pretty good. Okay, well, I'm going to end it here and just try and cover up the hour. Maggie's farm no more. Take care, all. I'll catch you on the next episode. Gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.